cold because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Looks like it's a little breezy out there. Let's check out some temperatures. Slap out 74 degrees, Lahoma 72, Woodward, you're 75, 71 at Cheyenne, 73 at Hollis, and 73 at Hobart, and out here in the panhandle of Texas, 80 degrees at Canadian and Miami, and 75 at Dozer, 75 at Wellington, 74 at Odell. Yep, just a little breezy today. Sorry, I had to cough. Let's see what's happening. Had a great time at Pack Saddle Grill yesterday. Did my Jimmy's Wildlife Wisdom Hour up there with Marcus Thibodeau. And again, thank you, Paula, big boss at the Pack Saddle Grill, for having me up there. And you guys, real seriously, you need to, if you get a chance, go up there and try their calf fries, their steaks, or whatever. Tomorrow's rib and macaroni and cheese day, so go try that. But just go up there. Just out in the middle of nowhere, and it's great. That's all I can tell you. So try that out. All right, let's see here. We got Brandon on today, so let's see what happened in our big old world of agriculture overnight. Soybean futures plunged in overnight trading after China reportedly bought soybeans from Brazil, the world's largest exporter of oil seeds. Buyers purchased 10 cargoes of soybeans from man, excuse me. Purchasers bought 10 cargoes of soybeans from the South American country. The U.S. and China agreed last week. Bear with me a second here. I don't know why that decided to do that when I come on the show. The U.S. and China agreed last week to deal under which the Asian nation would buy 12 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans in the last 2 months of 2025 and a minimum of 25 million tons each in the next 3 years. Brazilian soybeans are reportedly less expensive than U.S. supplies. Wow. All right. Hopefully that did it there. Brazilian soybeans are reportedly less expensive than U.S. supplies, and buyers are taking advantage of that, according to Reuters, citing a trader at a company that operates oil seed processing facilities in China. China purchased cargoes of U.S. soybeans last week, though it's not known exactly how many, as the USDA has stopped most of its weekly reports due to the ongoing government shutdown. Soybean futures for November delivery dropped 12.5 cents to 11.21 and 3/4 cents a bushel overnight. On the Chicago Board of Trade, soy meal was down $2.10 to $3.18.70 a short ton, and soybean oil futures lost 0.35 cents to 49.49 cents a pound. Corn futures for December lost 3.25 to 4.31 a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery were up 1.25 overnight to 5.44 and 3/4 a bushel, and Kansas City futures were down 1.25 to 5.30 and a half a bushel. There you have it. Equipment maker AGCO said that it continues to expect a rough 2025 and a very flat 2026, as the growth in livestock and dairy and government support will offset by ongoing trade concerns and high borrowing and input costs. According to an equity research report, The company reported sales of $2.476 billion in the third quarter of 2025, topping trade expectations for $2.461 billion. Adjusted earnings came in at $1.35 a share, beating forecasts for $1.22 is what they were forecasting. Still, ATCO's quarterly finances beat did little to change the negative industry sentiment, according to the analysts. The company's North American ag segment is expected to be weak, though the China trade deal likely will be a net positive. According to this, North American sales plunged 32% on annual basis in the third quarter in weak sales and slack demand. Falling sales of high horsepower tractors, sprayers, and combines led the overall decline. AGCO's best asset heading into next year will be its European and Middle Eastern business, according to these analysts. European sales jumped 20% year over year in the third quarter. So there you have it. And let's see, red flag warnings into for parts of Nebraska is kind of the only any weather demand going on or weather element going on in the central United States, from South Texas all the way to Dakotas. Winds in central and southern Missouri, meanwhile, forecast to be up to 35, and they're going to be a little gusty around here. I got to tell you guys a little story before we go to our first break. So yesterday on my way back from Pack Saddle, I was taking the back road to the house there along the river, and I noticed my neighbor was putting up some new fence. I'm not going to say his name or he'll get mad at me. So I called him and I said, "Hey, did you notice your fence builder left out every sixth post, every sixth T-post?" And he starts yelling at me. "You blah, blank, 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 nosy, blanky, blank, neighbors, blah, 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 blah." And I mean, he was giving me a good cussing and I was laughing. But anyway, and then he turns around and says, "Well, there's a program out there that if you leave out every sixth post in your new fence for deer crossing, the government will pay you for doing this." And he was kidding, okay? So don't be calling nobody asking them what this program is. Or you can if you want, but it's not true. It's fake news. Anyways, so after the cussing and all this other stuff, then he turned around and says, "Hey, I turned some heifers out across the road. Will you keep an eye out on for me?" Now that's a good neighbor, right? Cusses you out one minute and wants you to do something the next minute. So that's how we roll around our neighborhood over in that area. Also, hey, coming up, let me redo that coming up after the break so I'll have my deal up. But the big congratulations goes out to Paisley and Grandpa Dean Kephart. I call him K-Bar. They were at the Mid-America Stock Show at Hutchinson, Kansas. Paisley walked away with the grand champion steer. And then her grandpa in the open age, or in the open, which you can be either 4 years old or like 80 like him. Is he 70 yet? He might be right at 70. Anyway, he showed a prospect steer and got grand champion in that. So congratulations, especially to Paisley. She did a really good job, and she's just a great kid. She's the one that I was telling you guys about last week when I seen them at the Prairie Fire, that her little brother was hollering for mommy in the haunted house. So anyway, congratulations again to Paisley and to Dean for doing a good job up there at the Mid-America Stock Show at Hutchinson, Kansas. What else we got going on here that I need to talk about? Today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. So let's take a Stockman's Vet break. When we come back, I'll see if I can get Brandon on. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You're already grabbing your jacket when you head out the door. You know what's coming very soon. Don't wait to winterize your vehicle. anti-freezer wiping fluid, battery charger to keep in the car, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to keep the ice and snow off your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. And those gloves, because the fingers are the first to get cold. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City. 716 West 3rd.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, November 3rd. 1,583 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 473 brought 465. 12 at 574 brought 407.59 at 639 brought 385. 21 at 656 brought 365. 10 at 747 brought 357.50. 12 at 825. 5 brought 333, 5 at 876 brought 330, 10 head of heifers at 482 brought 380, 7 at 514 brought 367.50, 15 at 563 brought 362.50, 21 at 590 brought 342.50, 4 at 628 brought 345, 7 at 759 brought 337.50, butcher cows 78 to 170, butcher bulls brought 141 to 182, bred cows 1300 to 3950, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon and Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Driving down 3rd Street in Elk City, you've seen all the beautiful work on the outside. Now it's time to see what they've done inside their new location. Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts has moved down the road right on time for the holidays. Take a look Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th, during their Christmas open house. Enjoy their famous wassail and other refreshments while you shop. In fact, Surf Bar will be there too. When you check out, you'll draw from a deck of cards for your discount. 20%, 30%, or 40% off. Sign up to win the big prizes. They always do big prizes at the Christmas open house. Take advantage of the hat bar, etched cowgirl hats. Get started on your Christmas shopping. Grab the stocking stuffers. Freshen up your Christmas decor. Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts Christmas open house. Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th at their brand new location.
Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, now located at 1503 West 3rd Street in Elk City.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Brandon must be on the phone talking to a customer. I didn't get a hold of him. Maybe he'll call me back here in a minute. Wellington, Texas. Here's your Texas Panhandle Ag Weather Update. 76 degrees, humidity's 31, dew point's 43. The winds are out of the south at 13 with wind gust up to 18. Peak wind gust today is 24 miles an hour. No rain total so far in the month of November. And what is that? 8-inch soil temperature, 62 degrees. All right, let's check out. Maybe. Let's check out the Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update as soon as it... Why are you doing this? Bear with me here a second. I had to switch computers. There we go. Come on. You can do this. Oh, man. I got to figure Firefox is not responding. Okay. There we go. Good deal here. Sorry. I think when I bring up AgWeb, I think it makes my computer slower. I'm going to have to change that. Okay, here we go. As of 12:08, December corn, 429 down 4 3/4. March, 443 down 3 3/4. Soybeans for November, 1102 down 17 1/4. January 11, 16, down 18 and a quarter. Soybean meal, December 3.16 even, down 4.80. January 3.17, 90, down 5. And soybean oil, December 49.33, down 0.51 cents. This shows you that our paper pushers in Chicago and wherever else they're doing this, just because somebody buys 10 loads of shiploads of soybeans from another country that they have been buying from, all of a sudden just fluctuates the market. I mean, if you just sneeze, the market does something crazy, because something's going on with the cattle market too. And I was researching a while ago, and I can't find out what somebody say something, or they're going to open the Mexican border, which I know ain't going to happen. Something changed there. Hard red winter wheat, December 531's unchanged. March is 545, down one, and or down a quarter, sorry. Down one even. And live cattle, December 227.82, down 437. February 225.72, down 467. Feeders for November 335.60, down 697. January 329.62, down 690. And March 325.40, down 712. And lean hogs, December 79.70, down 90. February is 80.92, down 127. The board just doesn't look very good right at the moment. Remember, today is Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. And we will have that coming up in the last segment of the show. So if you have hay to sell or you're needing to buy hay, text in at 580-225-9697. That is the Fowler Agency text line. Give that a whirl here just a little bit. I got 1, 2, 3, 6 for you to write down if you're looking for some hay, because winter is coming. It is right around the corner, if not sooner. Okay, let's check out what happened in the markets last week in Oklahoma to start with. It says here, total receipts going through, according to the USDA, through the livestock auctions, 22,265. Last reported on 10/20 was 34,794. Is that the right one? This is not. Uh-oh, we don't have that market report. I'm reading. This is the right one. Sorry, had me confused there. Last year, 30,286 went through there. 86.8% of it was feeder cattle, 8.8% was slaughter cattle, and 4.4% was replacement cattle. Compared to last week, feeder steers were $20 to $30 lower, feeder heifers $30 to $35 lower, steer calves $40 to $50 lower, heifer calves $30 to $40 lower, slaughter cows steady to $4 lower, slaughter bulls $1 lower. CME feeder cattle futures November contract is currently down $29 for the last 2 weeks. And of trading, box beef is almost up $10 for the same 2 week period. Oklahoma received its first frost freeze this week as temperatures dropped from nearly 90 to freezing in a week's time. And let's check out a couple things here. Let's do a little bit of comparison, see what's happening. I think the 5 to 7 weights are the ones that's taking the biggest hit of not being weaned right now. So let's see what's happening here. On some 6 weights, some unweaned ones weighing 627 was bringing 305 to 381. Some weaned ones was bringing that weighed 679, which is about 50 pounds higher, were bringing 293 to 390. And then some unweaned 7 weights weighing 708 was 320 to 340. And some weaned ones weighing 729 were bringing 290 to 367. So, I mean, this is not broke down in any classes of whether these good ones, bad ones, ugly ones, pretty ones, whichever. So you take that for whatever. It kind of looks like it was about 20 to 30 cents difference between same size calves being weaned and unweaned on the steer side. On the heifer side, let's see what we got going on here. And this will be in Oklahoma. heifers, medium and large, number ones. Let's go here. Five weights. Some fancy ones on 525, we're bringing up to 415. Some unwing ones, we're bringing up to 370. On some six-weight heifers, we got 632 winged ones was bringing up to 365, and the average was 337.91, and some unweaned heifers was bringing up to 359 at 321.50 there. So $16 per hundred weight difference on some six-weight heifers. There you have it. Okay, let's see if what the bred cows were doing here. There we go. Let's do some slaughters. Breaker cows, there was quite a few of those sold through the sale barn last week in Oklahoma. The high average was 164.44. Average was 164.10. The lows was 156.64 on the breakers. Boner cows was quite a few of those too, actually about almost 300 head on the mark here. And they were bringing anywhere from the lows 151.25 and the highs was 163.60. And the lean cows, a bunch of those, almost 600 head here on this report. The lows that needed to return to feed, according to this, was 141.87. Some low lightweights were bringing 128.81. Some the highs was 158.94 on leans, average around. Well, that's crazy. 162.02, and they just said the highs was 158. Must have miswrote that. Oh, let's see here. Bred cows. Let's find some bred cows. Here we go. Some bred cows, 2 to 4 year olds. They had 8 head weighing average 937. Brought the range was 1800 to 3050. Average was almost 2500 a piece. Some 2 to 4 year olds. Bred cows weighing a little over 1,000 pounds was right at 3,050, and some 2 to 4 year olds at 1,055 were bringing around 2,900. So it looks like anywhere from 2,500 to 3,100 would have been average on the 2 to 4 year olds. Some 5 to 8 year olds look like they were bringing anywhere from 1,700 to 3,450. Average on all those was right at 2,900. And then some bred cows, medium and large, 1 to 2s. 2 to 4 year olds were bringing any up to 3,100, anywhere from 1,500 to 3,100. 5 to 8 year olds were bringing up to 2,600. And then some 3,400, must have been some really good ones. There was 48, right here it says, 48 of them weighing 900 to 1,590 with average weight at 1,221 was bringing 1,500. To 3,400, almost $2,600 on the average. Bred cows, medium and large, number twos, over 8 year olds were bringing a little less than $2,000, and some 2 to 4 year olds were bringing up to $2,600. And what we got? Bred heifers. Here we go. Bred heifers, medium and large, number ones was bringing anywhere from $2,250 up to $3,250. Bred heifers, medium and large, 1 to 2s were bringing anywhere from 1975 to 2200. And here's some third calf heifers was bringing up to 1300. Just kidding. I had to throw that in there for Mr. Deal. Cow-calf pairs was bringing anywhere from 2800 to 4000. And that's your Oklahoma report. Let's zip over here on the Texas report. 5,271 went through the sale barn compared to 6,700 the week before, 8,300 basically last year. Feeder cattle made up 84.3% of that, slaughter cow 10.8%, and replacement cows was 4.9%. In Texas last week, compared to the week before, feeder steers and heifers were $10 to $30 lower, some instances up to $40 as the CME board took large drops. Demand was light to moderate as it was hard to get a bid at the sales starting off the week. Slaughter cows and bulls were steady to $5 lower, and that was about it. More of the same kind of pricing down there. So we were talking about this at the round table this morning. I'd like to have you guys' opinion. 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Not going to win anything. We just need an opinion poll out there. So why do you guys think that there's more cattle sold through Oklahoma sale barns? Because I Googled it earlier. There's 75 sale barns in the state of Oklahoma. Why is there more cattle run through Oklahoma sale barns compared to Texas? When I Googled how many sale barns were in Texas, it said it depended. So they don't even know. Because when you do it, it only brings up like seven or eight of them in the Panhandle of Texas and North Texas. So I was just curious what you guys' opinion is. Why is that? Does anybody really know, educated opinion, a guess on why that is, why it is? How's that? Texas is the number one cow-calf state. As far as numbers are concerned, with over 4 million mama cows. And then if you take out the 675,000 dairy cows, it's still way above any other state. Oklahoma's number two. And I think Missouri's number three. Nebraska's number four. South Dakota's number five. Montana's number six. And Kansas is number seven as far as the cow-calf operation. Texas also is in the number one spot, is having the most cattle, calves, everything, almost 10 million head in the state of Texas, as far as that's concerned. But I just wonder, what's the deal? Texas not like sale barns, or are they doing all this straight contract? I know there's a lot of Texas buyers come up to Oklahoma and buy cattle out of Oklahoma to take back down there. So, I don't know. Or do we just have Oklahoma just have better buyers and everybody just brings their cattle to Oklahoma sale barns to buy? And what's the deal? So I was curious. It's crazy that it's that way with them being the number one state in cow-calf and total head of cattle, period, in that whole state. So it's kind of I always wondered that, and we were talking about it this morning. On stuff like that. Well, Stockman's Vet Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animals. It's actually Dr. Taylor Goodman, but I'm sticking with Dr. Mouse. It is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pet veterinarian health needs. Stockman's also features pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt chute on site for cattle, as well as heated indoor OB and a large animal surgery suite with indoors stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor-outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. Also schedules farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. Call 225-580-225-0200. Or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide you for you and for your animals. They do care, and it does show. So let's take a break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Winter is right around the corner. Don't wait to secure the best nutrition for your herd. Call now to book your winter contracts for cattle feed, including our premium Mixed 30 liquid feed. Give your cattle the edge this season and make sure they stay healthy during the cold winter months. Call us or stop by today here at SEI Agritech in Elk City for all of your feed needs. Follow us on Facebook for updates and more information.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
XIT Auctions has a huge auction coming up Saturday, November the 8th, 5 miles north of Elk City, Oklahoma. The Lonigans are moving, selling 4 trailer loads of awesome furniture, household, shop tools, welding equipment, farm equipment, and much more. Saturday, November the 8th, the auction starts at 10 a.m. XITauctions.com for information or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. Saturday, November the 8th, north of Elk City, Oklahoma, XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah, that should be a pretty darn good auction up here north of Elk. Who's that? Yeah, Lonigan's. That's the Lonigan action, auction coming up. Aubrey actually will be on the show first thing tomorrow. We'll talk about that auction coming up here in North Elk City. That'll be some good stuff on it. All right, let's check out some ag weather for northwestern Oklahoma. Freedom, 74 degrees, dew points 47, humidity's 37. Winds are out of the southwest at 15 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 0.40 inches of rain. Bare soil temperature at 4 inches on a 3-day average, 51. 5:38 is the sunset. Sunny and partly sunny and 78 today. Tonight 46. Tomorrow looks like a gorgeous day with winds out of the northwest to northeast, 68 degrees. Cool down just a little bit. All right, let's see here. Berlin Fire Volunteer. Whoa, let me back up here a second. I hit the wrong button. Berlin Volunteer Fire Department will be having its annual fish fry Saturday, November 8th at 6 p.m. Meal is donation, is by donation, and prepared by the volunteer fire department there. All the firefighters there. Also, they got raffle tickets going on that can be purchased from any Berlin Fire Department. Matter of fact, Casey got me yesterday for one. It is a chance to win an aviation hog hunt, which is a helicopter hunt, which is valued at $5,000, a Colt AR-15 with EOTech, holographic sight valued at $2,200, or a 45-quart Pelican ice chest. only 250 tickets will be sold at $50 a pop. That'd be fun. Again, the Burlington Volunteer Fire Department annual fish fry is coming up this Saturday, November the 8th at 6 p.m. And also coming up November the 9th here, the Canute's Culinary, I hope I'm saying that right, Clash, Chili and Soup Showdown. Showcase your culinary skills November 9th from 11:30 to 3 p.m. Canute, Oklahoma, the high school cafeteria, open to all ages. Must prepare one soup or chili or both in order to compete. Please bring it ready to serve. Judges will be done by popular vote. There will be a cakewalk if you want to bring a dessert for that to help out. Cost is by donation only. Prizes for first, second, third, soup or chili, cutting boards and apron. For more information, call Rebecca Price at 512-963-1125. Again, 512-963-1125. That's Rebecca's number. If you want to get into, that'll be pretty interesting. Get some locally grown beef in there and get the winter going, right? Yeah. All right, let's see what I asked a question earlier, or opinion on it. One person come back and said, and this is probably more of anything, because, you know, the largest stockyards in the United States right now is the Oklahoma City Stockyards. It's the center of the country, and better cattle and better care. Makes sense. And then one response from Melanie says, I drove past the feedlot there. She says east of Wheeler, but I think it's west of Wheeler, last weekend, and I've never seen so many cows there. From far away, I thought it was the ground had been burnt. And when I got closer, I realized it was just black cows packed in there. It was crazy. Yep, there's some big feedlots in the central United States. That is for sure, for sure. Okay, let's see here. Let's check out some... let me read this first. So you guys always wondered. The U.S. is not ready to lift Mexican cattle ban over screwworm, according to Ag Secretary Rollins. The U.S. is not yet ready to reopen the border and amid an outbreak of the flesh-eating New World screwworm parasite. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said yesterday she is pleased, though, with Mexico's effort to contain the pest. Rollins in Mexico for meetings with officials, including the president, told, I think, Claudia, is that right? Scheinbaum or something like that, however you say that, told Rutgers in an exclusive interview on Monday that President Donald Trump was very focused on reopening the border, which has been largely closed due to the Mexico livestock since last May. We're still not at the point where I'm comfortable opening the ports, but I think every day that goes by, we're going to get a little bit closer. I want to have every confidence that we can overturn every stone, that we understand every news, and that we are deploying every tool in the toolkit. Rollins, who declined to give a time frame for reopening the border, said she would speak to top U.S. officials about the issue on Wednesday and would have more conversations about the screwworm with President Trump. Mexico's Ag Ministry did not respond to a request for a comment. Mexico has been working to contain the outbreak, which has spread northward from Central America, rattling the livestock and beef industries on both the U.S. and Mexico. Although U.S. officials say the pest has not yet breached the U.S. border that we know of, it threatens $1.8 billion to the Texas economy alone. That's just in Texas. And I don't know if that number includes the wildlife deal with the deer hunting, for the enclosed with the high fence hunting. I'm not sure. That's big business. As a matter of fact, it's bigger than it does, and that's just cattle alone. But the high fence hunting in Texas is just crazy. In September, Rollins criticized Mexico for failing to sufficiently implement measures to stop the screwworm spread, highlighting growing tensions between the two nations, and the pest continues its advance north. On Monday, though, after her meetings with Mexican officials, they said the effort for both countries was completely different, more sophisticated, impressive operation than where they were in the spring. Mexican officials have taken it very seriously, Rollins said, added that she was very impressed. And I believe, sincerely, it's the most a big effort. It's a lifetime. So it affects a lot of things. And we're not out of the woods yet on this deal, guys. It's just the beef prices and all the other stuff's kind of taking the attention away from the screw worm. But I'd stay very well aware of what's going on with the New World screw worm, period. Serious stuff. Ask any of the old timers and they'll tell you, which we got better facilities with our cattle nowadays, and we can doctor them, I think, a little better than what was going on in the 60s and the 70s. And I think we do. I just don't want to mess with it, period. I hope we don't get it. So it'd be devastating to our cattle producers if this does get across the border and starts expanding northwards. So we'll see what happens. Maybe with the winter going on right now, we don't have too much to worry about, but who knows? All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When we come back, I'll have your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather update from the Hobart Farm and Garden there in Hobart, Oklahoma. And we got Hay Day Tuesday coming up. I got, like I said, I have 6 of these to announce. So get your pen and pencil ready if you're looking for some hay. If not, 580-225-9697. If you got a particular hay that you are looking for, maybe I can hook you up on Hay Day Tuesdays. Be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. Oilfield customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing. And if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. Whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's.
Or call 303-1123.
Solves that problem.
We did the Veterans Monument in Oklahoma City. At the time we did it, they didn't want any names on it. They were just doing the different wars in bronze panels on granite. 20 years later, they decide they want all the veterans' names on the back of the monument. Well, there's no way to engrave it, so they wanted to put bronze names on there. We said, you can't, that won't work well. They ended up finding someone that would put the bronze names on there, and then they started kind of popping off and everything. So then they called us to go in and see how we could clad it and get the names on it after the fact. So there's just things that come up in the granite industry where you have to investigate and figure out how to fix it or create it. Some things you just won't do, but, you know, there's projects that are nice out there that not everybody will have a hand in. You know, will want to have a hand.
Willis Granite Products. Our website is willisgranite.com.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I'm sorry about earlier when I started the show. Everything been hunky-dory right up until I started talking, and I'd been stretching my jaw, my throat, doing my Walmart exercises before the show started. And I don't know why. Felt like I got something in my throat and couldn't get it out of there. Anyway, 75 degrees at Mountain View, Oklahoma. Here's your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. 75 degrees, dew points 42, humidity's 30. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 23 miles an hour with wind gusts right up 29. And 3-day average bare soil temperature 58 degrees. Sunset 5:40. Breezy and 78 today. Clear 48 tonight. The winds are still blowing a little bit, but not as bad as it is today. And then tomorrow, kind of calm, 77 degrees at Mountain View and sunny. And there you have it. Okay, let's see what the USDA hay markets are saying according to the USDA, because these are up-to-date markets according to the date on this deal. Looks like in Oklahoma, premium alfalfa, there's nothing available to compare with. Good alfalfa hay, 150 to 215 delivered, 130 for fair hay per ton. New Mexico, nothing available there, no sales going on there. Kansas, 175 to 230 per ton for premium alfalfa, 100 to 200 on good alfalfa, $60 delivered to 115 on fair alfalfa. And down here, let's see, we got Texas, 320 delivered. Nothing available on good or fair alfalfa in that category from Texas. Grass hay prices reported to the USDA from selected states. Here, Kansas, $145 to $200 per ton premium, on premium grass hay. They're saying $70 to $200 delivered on good. $30 to $80, nope, that's wrong, nothing available. Minnesota, I just said that, $30 to $80 per ton on fair, if you want to drive up there and get you something. In Oklahoma, it says here $150 per ton delivered for premium grass hay, which, whatever, and $60 per ton on good grass hay. And these reported $230 delivered for premium grass hay in Texas, $200 to $225 delivered on both of those amounts for good hay and grass hay, $65 to $80 per ton on fair grass hay. Just some rotten stuff. Okay, you guys got your pencil and pen ready? Are you ready? Let's do this. Let's go back here to the last one I just wrote down. There we go. Quality hay grazer, number one quality hay grazer, 1,200 pound round bales, test it for nitrates, $75 a bale. 1,100 to 1,200 pound round bales of horse quality teff grass, $75 a bale. Loading is available and delivery, if you need it, is available in the Elk City Retrop area, 580-821-2355. 580-821-2355. And that's for 150 bales of quality number one hay grazer and 20 bales, round bales of 1,100 to 1,200 pound round bales of horse quality teff graze. 200 bales of native lovegrass mix, $45 a bale, up at Sharon in Woodward County, 580-334-8989, and trucking is available. 200 bales of native lovegrass mix, $45 a bale. There's the buy of the day. Get you some of that. And then what else we got? We got some wheat hay, $70 a bale, 580-660-5690. South Sayre got True to Cal hay, $75 to $85 a bale, 580-243-8676. True to Cal hay, South to Sayre, head towards Willow, $75 to $85 a bale, 580-243-8676. And we got some fertilized and weed-free wheat hay, $70 a bale. We got 80 bales available, 580-729-2299. Some premium Midland 99 horse and cattle hay, $10 a bale for the little squares and big rounds, anywhere from $80 to $100. 580-574-5375. That's for premium Midland 99 horse and cattle hay, $10 a bale for the little squares, big rounds, $80 to $100 a piece. 580-574-5375. South of Sayre, close to Willow. Got 200 bales of wheat hay available up there around Canton. 5x6 round bales, $60 a bale. 580-330-0099. 200 bales of wheat hay, 5x6, $60 a bale up by Canton. 580-330-0099. And Midland 99 Bermuda grass. Got some hay from last year for $80 a bale. And this year, 25's hay is $100 a bale. This is Midland 99 Bermuda's really good hay, from understanding from a friend of mine that's seen it. It's really good hay. Southeast of Mangum, 580-471-8664. And if that's not a four, try a nine. It's my writing. Let me see here. Yeah, I think it is a nine. Let me redo that. 580-471-8669. If that's not right, try four. Now, are you confused? 180 bales, round bales of Ozark Bermuda grass, fertilized, three wraps, 580-541-4332. That's in Fairview, Fairview, America. 180 bales, round bales of Ozark Bermuda grass, fertilized with three wraps. 580-541-4332. And that's in Fairview. And that's all I got on Heyday Tuesday. I tell you what, I'm pretty impressed with that Ozark Bermuda grass. There's some Heath and Otis got some down here on 34 Highway going south. So is Jamie Michaels. They got some over just west of Merritt School. I'm pretty impressed with that Ozark. I'm going to sprig some, not next year, but the following year. And I think that's what I'm going to go for, because they're putting some cattle out on the first year and even baling a little bit on it the first year. They're not going crazy with the stocking cattle and stuff like that. It looks like it's really good. And I don't know. Anybody else have some good experience with the Ozark Bermuda grass out there? You can let me know. Let's see here. Let's check the text line before I go. I'm sure you did. Oh, I asked that person that sent me that deal on the soup and chili deal over if I said that right, because, you know, culinary and culinary, you know, they're pretty close. So we'll see how that goes. So, yep, all good. You guys know me and my deal. Let's do a quick check before we go. On what the cattle market's doing since the show started. I like to see what's happening here. Let's check out the, wow, Okay, so on the Central Crop Care Grain Market Update, the December lives are now down 420 at 228. February's 225.57, down 482. Feeder cattle's for November, 235, even down 757 now. January's 329.17, down 735. And March is 324.80, down 772. Something, the whole board looks like crap, that's all I can tell you. So you guys have a good day. I have Aubrey Latham on tomorrow as we start the show, talking about the big sale coming up here in North Elk City. And then Monty Tucker is going to come on and talk about how the Oklahoma Farm Bureau shoots went. We got that coming up tomorrow also. See you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.